one of the things I'm really bad at is small talk. I just don't see the point for it, having fake conversations about shit you don't really care about. A lot of people like talking about the weather. You go outside, and you know what the weather is because you're freaking outside, but they'll still comment about it with you. You're in the cold weather, someone will say, "Woo, it's really cold out here." Well, all right, I know it's cold, I can see my breath. That's why I'm wearing this big jacket and this fluffy hat. Or you go outside, they'll say, "Ooh, it is a hot one today." I know, I'm sweating like I just came out of an NBA game. My pits are dripping like Niagara Falls. I don't need you to tell me that. What do they want me to say? Back. I don't even know what to say in response to that. You can't dispute it. You can say yes, and then it's the end of the conversation. So why are you trying to start a two-second conversation with me? Or I could say no, but then where are you at? And they're like, "Yes, it is." And you're like, "Well, fuck you. You picked the easy side of the argument now, didn't you?" So what I do now is I just say the opposite of what it is. It's like 12 degrees out there. I've been outside for like 2 seconds. I already have frostbite on my nose. My teeth are chattering so much I can barely speak. But just because I know someone is going to say some dumb shit about how cold it is, I beat them to it. And I'm like, it is pretty hot out here today. And to which they say, because you can't fucking joke about the weather, they say, "No, it's not." And then they just stare at me, this crazy, uncomprehending stare, and I've finally done it. I've made one of those bullshit weather conversations into, like, a real thing. But I've got no evidence to support my hot statement. So what I do next is I just punch them in the face, and then I run away. Because they'd probably kick my ass. Because no matter who's next to me, it'd be an 80-year-old man in a wheelchair or, like, a 12-year-old girl, they'd probably kick my ass in a real fight. Especially when fucking weather's on the line, because you don't joke about the weather. And I hate it when you're about to go out, or you're about to leave a place, and it starts, like, pouring. And you're there at the door, and there are, like, 50 people in there with you, all just staring out in the rain, as if looking at it will make it stop. No one wants to go outside, no one wants to brave that, no one brought an umbrella, because we're all equal idiots. And you're all trying to do, like, the Jedi mind trick on the clouds, and make it stop so everyone can run to your cars, and it never makes sense. It never makes sense how many people are there with you. Like, there shouldn't even be that many people in the place you're at. You're, like, in a restaurant, and there's 200 people waiting to leave, but there are only, like, 5 in the entire freaking building when you're actually eating. So you're like, shit, it's raining. And there's always the one guy. There's always the one guy who says something like, "Whew, yeah, but we needed it." Who the fuck is that guy? Are you a farmer or something? Do you have a crop of strawberries growing in your own backyard? Are you out there daily testing the moisture levels of soil in your lawn? When you turn on the faucet, does water not still come out? What do you mean we needed it? I need to get to my car without getting my hair fucked up. This shit takes a lot of work in the morning. I would gladly sacrifice an entire crop of vegetables to a drought so that I don't have to get my hair wet for 12 seconds and run to my car. But that's just me. That's just me. And I also hate small talk when you get a haircut. And the next day, you're going around work, and you have to hear from, like, 10 freaking people, "Hey, did you get a haircut?" Or, "Oh, you got a haircut." And as if I didn't know. As if getting my haircut wasn't something that required me being there, or could be done without me knowing. Do they want you to argue with them and say, "No, no, I didn't." To which they would reply, "But it looks shorter." And then they'd have you. So what I do now is, they say, "Did you get a haircut?" And I just start feeling my head like a maniac. I just start screaming, oh my god, what happened?" And their face goes from like normal work face to crazy panic face. I just break down in front of them. I get on my knees and I just keep yelling, "Why? Why would someone do this to my babies?" And then I pretend to get a phone call. And so I put the phone up to my ear and I pretend to listen for a moment. And then I just start yelling, "Who is this? What? I won't pay you any ransom. How could you do this, you sick son of a bitch? I'll find you and I'll eat your spine! I love the taste of vertebrae! Give me back my hair!" And then I hang up the phone and look at the person and I say, "Thank you. Thank you for helping me to realize this abduction." And I just walk away. And finally you get to the awesome point where I'm at now, where no one even talks to me anymore. They just see me coming and they look the other way. No more small talk. It's amazing.